Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Second down nine. Darnold getting messy, going deep, and he's got Jefferson. He's got Jefferson. It's a foot race downfield with Brown. Shifting gears. Getting a block. That's six. 97 yards.
Now, back to Stymie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Harlan, CBS, on the call.
Incredible!
Justin Jefferson, 97-yard touchdown reception from Sam Darnold. It put him up 10-0.
I'm willing to bet that'll be the longest play of the season, Stymie.
Could be. Yeah. It could be. Somebody better make sure that there hasn't already been a longer one, though.
No, that's it.
Are you sure?
Come on now.
Have you been checking out the other box scores?
No, I'm in fantasy in six leagues, so I know what's happening.
Let's go to real quick Keith in L.A.
Try to
get Keith in on the other previous side. What's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
Hey, good to talk to you guys again. Stani, just for clarification, last season Purdy and Ayuk had the third longest TD reception. I think it was against Tampa Bay for like 76 yards.
Yeah, I don't consider him a guy who gets behind the defense, though, like Jefferson did yesterday. That's all.
Well, I mean, 76 yards is pretty good. But anyway, the Niners haven't won in many and forever, so... You know, sometimes you just have a boogaboo on your back. And I think sometimes as the play caller, there's a defensive coordinator sometimes that gives you problems. And I just think that guy just gives Shanahan problems. I mean, he did last year and he did this year. And that sometimes that happens. But my last point is, and Goo kind of touched on this, but I'm going to take it a bit further. I think you got a few guys on defense that are stealing money.
Wow.
Javon Hargrave, I've watched him for like the last 10 games going into the last year. He's getting stoned by singles. Not even doubling him. I mean, he's getting stoned at the line of scrimmage. He's not even beating his one-on-one matchup. And Bosa, he's getting paid like he's T.J. Watt. Oh, Garrett, he's not.
Appreciate the call. Keith, your connection wasn't the best.
Well, we got your drift.
23 points. What'd they give up to the Jets? 19 and 23 the last two games.
Go ahead, Stoddy, because I want to say your boy Jones was about to get in the end zone. It would have been 30 points. But I go ahead. I'm stepping all on you.
888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to do what we always do on a Monday, and that is one big thing. Looking for one big thing that you saw in yesterday's game. Can be anything at all. We'll do that at noon like we do every day after a 49er game. Let's go to Larry in the city. What's up, Larry? How you doing?
I'm all right. How's it going, fellas?
Hey, going well.
Hey, I looked at that game, and I want to talk about the Ayuk and Purdy thing. I think mm-hmm. that, You don't necessarily need to have speed. If he runs a precise route and leaves the person and the timing of the throw is on point, I think they'll be fine. Montana didn't have the biggest arm. Jerry Rice didn't have the most speed. Just they were precise.
Yeah.
With the defense, I think that our coordinator is growing into the position because he thoroughly just got out coached, and then he never made an adjustment behind it. No pressure. And then Shanahan's offense, I don't know if Purdy has it completely mastered yet, but there were open receivers and open running backs, and he chose to throw into coverage. And I'm like, well, is that what Shanahan's offense is, predetermined? Because he never kind of looked off and went to wide open receivers. And I was like, wow, like the one he threw to Kittle, it like the receiver was open in the flat. Like, why throw that pass double coverage when you can get 7 yards? So I'm trying to understand where Purdy is in this, because if you give him 60 mil, he needs to be a force multiplier.
And I'll say, and yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I was just going to respond. Oh.
Go ahead.
I don't know if Kyle feels that way, because obviously if you saw guys open and Purdy threw it where he threw it, maybe he's not seeing that. And that's why, you know, you got to tip your cap to Minnesota and Brian Flores. But if you're saying you saw wide open receivers and Purdy was going elsewhere, I'm starting to think maybe even Kyle knows that and he's not seeing it against defenses that run this type scheme.
Yeah, because they were open people. And so I'm like, 60 mil, I need you to master this offense and be a force multiplier. And if McCaffrey's out and you got a running back that's doing stud-like things in Jordan Mason, we should be able to overcome, right? Like, and so I'm going to be patient because it's early.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get better as we go. But it's just observations I made watching the game. Thanks, fellas.
Well, appreciate it. Thanks for the call. I mean, the other thing, it may just be as simple as, look, they don't have McCaffrey. He's their best offensive player. Brandon Ayuk is not Brandon Ayuk right now because he didn't have training camp. Trent Williams, not Trent Williams right now because he didn't have training camp. This is, to me, one of those things also where when those guys were missing training camp, we all said, you know what, this may mean they might not get off to a great start, and now they haven't gotten off to a great start. They're 1-1, and it might not be anything more than you're paying an early season price for the three guys who weren't here.
Well, I'll say this, Donnie. Brendel and Banks, they were at camp. They didn't have the best day, but I hear what you said. If you want to say Trent Williams is rusty, okay, I'll give you that. But giving up 6 sacks, that's unacceptable, and it's going to get you beat. And that's what happened yesterday.
Here's Brock Purdy on where Brandon Ayuk is and how his game's coming along after 2 weeks and then missing most of training camp.
I think he looks pretty good and stuff, but I don't, you know, I'm drawn back going, BA's not like what he's been like. I don't think that at all. I think for me, I just try to go through my reads, and he's been where he needs to be. And, you know, there's probably a couple routes maybe in certain looks where we both could have been better on some stuff, but that's just like, you know, early in the season stuff, if you ask me. So I know that we'll continue to get better together in our connection and everything, but for 4 quarters, man, I thought BA grinded and, you know, went and competed, man, and I'm proud of him for that.
All right, Brock Purdy.
Huh? And you got I don't know if you remember, Stoney got a reception on the first drive. I was like, okay, here we go. They need him. No McCaffrey. Breakout day. And your average that you showed us, slightly short, 4.5 catches a game, touches.
I mean, look, Ayuk's got to do more than grind. That's supposed to be Juwan Jennings' role, is to be the grinder. So it's still early. And I definitely think there's a correlation between Trent Williams' start and Ayuk's start and where the team is, and now you lose McCaffrey, and you're just a little bit out of sync, a little bit disjointed.
Well, those two don't play defense, Donnie.
Well, I don't think the defense was necessarily awful yesterday.
Well, I guess we watched two different games. I'm not going to – what's awful? But it was 27.
Awful's giving up 40 points or 35.
And awful is letting a guy like Sam Darnold carve you up all day from the beginning. Those are facts. And you got lucky to be in the game when my man went Superman, Fred Warner. It was about to be 27-7. They kicked the Niners' ass defensively.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, 23 points is 23 points. That's what they gave up. You should win a game if you hold a team at home to 23 points, I would think. But I, you know, we can talk about this at 12 o'clock. One big thing. What was the bigger issue for the 49ers? Was it offensively or was it defensively? Mm. If you're a 49er fan, did the 49ers defense get carved up? And I don't know that they got carved up, but Minnesota obviously had some big chunk plays, and they converted on third down and all those kind of things. They ended up with 23 points, and the 49ers only at 17. I mean, I would look at that. My way of thinking is if Kyle Shanahan's your head coach and you think that you have one of the most dynamic offenses in football, the problem to me would be offense most of the day, because you only had 17 points. Could you have held them to under 23? I mean, that would have been a pretty good game against that team, I would think. Let's go to Jeremy is in Minneapolis. Jeremy in Minneapolis was at the game. What's up, Jeremy? How you doing, man?
What's good, guys? Always good to talk to you both. Yeah. I mean, for most of it, what I wanted to say has been said, but it just looks like they got manhandled, you know? I mean, the Vikings, they came out to play, man. They were flying around, and Purdy was hurried, and, you know, they did the thing. And that boy, JJ, like, he's worth that $35 million. I mean, if he can do things like that. So I don't think – I'm agreeing with you, Steiny. I don't think Brandon can take the top off a defense like that, which is why he's not worth $35 million. And lastly, I just want to give a huge, huge shout-out to all of the Minnesota Vikings fans yesterday. They were very warm and hospitable and kind and walked up to us and wanted to talk about where we were from and whatnot. So big ups and big shout-out to all of them. Hey, I cannot wait to come back.
Let me throw you this, because I was watching a little of the game, and the announcer said that a third of the crowd was 49er fans. Was it that much, do you think?
I think so. Like, if you really – like from where I was sitting, like the angle and the view, there was a good amount of red. I want to say like maybe 35-40%. Yeah.
Gotcha. So, good stuff, yeah. Jeremy. Yeah, Twin Cities, very friendly place. Yeah. Except to the Niners yesterday.
Since 1992, yeah. Wherever they've been playing, all the other places.
Hey, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I'm like, man.
It's time for... One big thing.
The big game is over. Win or loss, what is Steiny and Guru's one big thing?
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. It's one big thing. Daryl the Guru Johnson, what is your one big thing from yesterday?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today,
the lack of pass rush by the defensive line. I wanted to go offense. I'm going defense, Donnie, and I told you all summer long I'm worried about, not worried, but I'm watching Nick Sorensen, and it's one game. His unit was great against the Jets, but good God, if Bosa can't get home, he should be able to depend on help from Hargrave. Leonard Floyd was basically MIA, and Donnie, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, this is supposed to be the heart and soul of this team, but if you can't get after a quarterback the likes of Sam Darnold, you are going to face the Staffords of the world and better quarterbacks, the Kyler Murrays. They're coming. And I'm sitting here, the takeaway from this game is they could not get the Vikings off the field without the threat of Justin Jefferson, and it starts with no pass rush. So that was my one big thing yesterday.
All right, that's Guru's one big thing.
What you got?
My big thing would be, let's wait for the San Francisco 49ers to show us in 2024 that they're a Super Bowl contender. That's my big thing. Yesterday is gone. Last year is gone. It is a new year. It's a different team. They've got McCaffrey hurt. They've got Trent Williams and Ayuk looking a little bit rusty. They lost Pearsall to an unfortunate incident. Their offensive line has questions. That's my one big thing. The 49ers this year still have to prove they're a Super Bowl contender. And the question about whether they've done it or not in the first two games, the answer's probably no. Doesn't mean they can't do it, but this team did not look good yesterday.
Man.
Not look good at all. What's your big one thing? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Angel in San Jose. Angel, give me your one big thing. What do you want to talk about from yesterday?
Well, I want to talk about the running game.
All right.
Mason was tearing it up. I mean, yeah. Last week when I saw the game, I go, when they get McCaffrey back, they got a two-headed monster. I mean, he was so good. Yesterday, let's say, you know, they could have given it to him on that one on 4th and 2 at the Minnesota, you know, Minnesota, 4th and goal on Minnesota 2. Give it to him. You go with what got you there. He was eating them up. I saw the players on the line for Minnesota. They were huffing and puffing. They looked beat. Just pound the rock, man. Pound it. Huh. And what does he do? He throws it like when I watched that Super Bowl when they threw three times on Minnesota defense momentum. They stopped them. And after that, it was, you know, they did whatever they want to do after that. You know, that defense just got on them. So now I think they should just keep running the ball more. They were all proud of running it last week. They were saying, oh, we ran it this many times. Well, where the hell was it?
Yeah, it's a fair question. Fair question, Angel.
It's a big one.
They ran it 37 times last week. This week, 25.
Yeah, and I'll say this about Guerrero, who's the backup to the backup, Stoney. If you thought it was about, you know what, hey, we overwork Mason, or I'm concerned, I don't want to give him too much too early after the 28 carries against the Jets, Guerrero only had one touch. So you have other options. to run the ball still. So it wasn't like, you know, you're somebody fouled out and you're running out of guys. I just that's curious, and I gotta believe the more I think about it, Kyle must have had a preconceived notion going in he was gonna win this game in the air, Stoney.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Dog Trainer in Milpitas. Dog Trainer, what's your big takeaway from yesterday? What's your one big thing?
One big thing is nobody's talking Spygate, but here's what I think.
Huh?
Sam Darnold had knowledge of the defense of the 49ers because he threw against them in practice and he watched them. He knew they could put a speed burner, and he knew the speed of the secondary. And along with that, their head coach knows the whole offensive scheme that Kyle has. So you'll never see again the perfect storm against the Niners where a head coach and their starting quarterback has firsthand literal physical knowledge of the Niners. That killed them.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call. Oh, wow. So that sounds like a Kyle got out coach.
My boy,
call.
Big Dex in the U. Remember I told you during break he sent me something I thought was just get out of here. Oh, he practiced against the Niner defense for 2 years, please. You got to go out and execute. The Niners didn't execute. And the ball falling out of Brock Purdy's hand, the Jimmy play slipping out of his hand, that ain't got nothing to do with them knowing the intel. That was just a...
That's the Brock play now.
Ooh, wow.
That's the Brock play.
That happens once every three games. Was it a fumble? It was like both. But it slipped out his hand, man.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what it is. Hurt in a big way. Let's go to David in El Cerrito. What's up, David? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. You know I'm a hater. I've told you before.
That's right.
And, cool. Yep. And I've always loved Sam Darnold. I sit alone in this, and I still think he's a very talented quarterback. And so it becomes a question for me. One big thing is the Niners quarterback, the quarterback you want to pay absurd amounts of money to when you see him play averagely without the best player in the league behind him. That's my one big thing, because I think Sam Darnold isn't much different than Brock Purdy.
Fair enough, Dave. Wants to stir it up.
Now, what was stir what up? Because
you want to pay Brock Purdy. I mean, look, I'm not really going to get into it now, but it's a conversation among fans, and it's going to be every week. And he wasn't good yesterday.
And he hasn't been great, if I'm being fair, Stoney, in two games. Not bad, but you're right. Get rid of the ball. He was holding on to the ball longer normally than I'm accustomed to him doing. And then he was trying to fit it in, and he got away with a couple throws. But, yeah, that wasn't his best work. But you don't think this is a byproduct of not having McCaffrey? Because you said, we talked about it. We want to see him without some of the weaponry. Bam, we get this. But you got a $30 million receiver in Ayuk.
Well,
and how long are we going to ride the, he's rusty. Not that you're saying, like, man, CeeDee Lamb is rusty too. He's catching balls.
Is he really $30 million receiver?
Or do they use him like a $30 million receiver? Because if I said to you real quick, Stoney, the foe next week, we're not talking about next week, but they play the Rams. Cooper Kupp ain't he can get behind the defense by precision route running. That's how I look at Ayuk. But I still never really see those throws.
How do you view Ayuk?
Like a Cooper Kupp or a guy that runs a great route and get. He ain't Justin Jefferson or like that, but Jamar Chase.
Well, you need him to be because that's what you're paying him for.
I would like to see him on a go route.
I'd like to see him get open. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Sweet Lou. Sweet Lou is in Castro Valley. What's up? What's up, Sweet Lou?
How you doing, gentlemen? I enjoy your show.
I just want to make
a comment about last week. You guys were ready to award the Niners Super Bowl, and this week you got a slice of that humble pie. This is the NFL. Anybody can win on any given Sunday. For example, a great example, look at the Raiders. They went into Baltimore yesterday and hung around and won that game.
Yep.
But I enjoy your guys' show. I learned a lot from you. And
thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sweet Lou. Appreciate it.
He was talking to me. I'll own it, Stoney.
Yeah.
I own it.
By the way, somebody texted in, or somebody was on the Xfinity Mobile text line saying, hey, Steiny, would you still take Purdy over Lamar Jackson? First of all, I said to quarterback the Niners. Secondly, let me say it again. Lamar Jackson stinks. Stinks. He's terrible.
Lamar.
He's terrible. I watched that game.
Dude, man.
He's benched for Justin Herbert on my fantasy team next week.
He hurt me.
Yeah, I'm going to listen.
Actually, he ain't winning the bowl, man.
I should have kept that under my hat because I'm going to talk to him later in the week about.
And here I can't keep it.
About his preparation.
But I'm president of the Black Quarterback Delegation. I'm rooting for Lamar, Stoney. I'm rooting for Dak. They ain't never winning it, man. The Raiders, I mean, Lamar was awful. And then the last play, he could have kept it. Right. One juke, you might make it.
Just win, baby.
He pitches it back. Like, what are you looking at, dude?
It's early. It's very early.
Dude.
However, look at the three guys who you paid.
Well, who are you least upset at? Because to me, it's McCaffrey. At least his is, I ain't played bad.
Well, his is, he got money when he was hurt.
What?
Hey,
he didn't know how he's going to feel the next day.
I'm just saying.
It's the 49ers' fault. Take a physical. He about to sign that chicken.
I'm just saying. Ayuk, Trent Williams, not been great. And McCaffrey has not played yet.
Okay, so
and
Purdy
won't play for five games.
So those are those are the three guys. It's a quarterback league. Up your game, Purdy. What? We're watching.
No. Just pay him 60, even if he can up his game. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're talking San Francisco 49ers. They lose yesterday. They're now 1-1 to the Minnesota Vikings. And what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank. By the way, the 49ers play the L.A. Rams next week, and the Rams are 0-2. Tell you what, that's a big game all of a sudden.
It looks like, I don't know if you caught it, Stoney. I did. Cooper Kupp left the stadium in a walking boot, so they might be without Nacua and Cooper Kupp. How about that part?
There you go. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll continue with the Niners talk. On the other side, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Darnold to the air, dumps it out to Jones, back by Bradbury. They'll take it. Oh, he fumbled the ball. He fumbled it. It was maybe recovered at the goal line. San Francisco says they've got it, and they do. The Niners dodge a bullet.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Big play by Fred Warner. Woo. Made a couple of them yesterday, an interception, and then that forced fumble down near the
both in the red zone. Man, yeah, he's a bad dude.
He was one of the few bright spots for the San Francisco 49ers, Debo Samuel. I mean, look, how obvious was this if you look back on it? So before the season started, we're talking about the Niners, and somebody said, well, who do you think is going to have a big year for the Niners? Well, Debo Samuel. Why? Well, because he reported in great shape.
Mm.
He looks great. He's participated in every practice. And you know what? There's a little bit of a contract thing maybe looming for Debo Samuel. But the point is he was here all summer, and he was poised to have a big year, and it looks like he's going to have a big year. Three other guys, well, I'll just say two now, forget McCaffrey, Trent Williams, and Brandon Ayuk didn't have training camp, and they have not gotten off to good starts.
Yeah, you
it's
just
pretty,
wish
pretty that, obvious.
Yeah, you just wish Purdy could have found them on one of those eight third downs they didn't convert. You know what I mean?
I mean,
he had eight catches, and who were we talking to before the show? You know how football works, Stoney, and basketball. You can put up numbers at the end, but Debo, you're right. I can't take anything from him. From a physical standpoint, he looks like the man. You just kind of wish they could have found him more. him and Purdy could have had a connection on those third down efficiency opportunities.
888-957-9570 is the number. When you're thinking about yesterday's game, 49er fans, do you worry more, or do you put more blame on the offense than the defense, than the defense and the offense? We're also picking a game in which the special teams obviously had a big mistake that cost them points. But is 17 points enough? No. Is 23 points too many for the Vikings? It was yesterday. So when you look at that game yesterday, what's your biggest frustration? Is it on the offensive side? Is it on the defensive side? Is it on the coaching staff? Is it on the special teams? Is this just a one-week anomaly? The Minnesota Vikings always play the 49ers tough in Minneapolis. What's your take on this ball game, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570? Let's go to Jim. Jim is in Martinez. What's up, Jim? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good for a Niners loss Monday. Everybody, in the words of Aaron Rodgers, hey, Goo, in the words of Aaron Rodgers to the cheeseheads, everybody relax. This is a preseason game that counts. The Raiders went into Baltimore, like Goo just said. We could be sitting in Dallas right now just having our butts kicked by the Saints up and down the field.
Yep.
We had a blocked punt, and then Wisnowski decides to jump out of the way instead of just letting him accidentally touch him. We had a dropped punt, a blocked punt. We gave up a 100-yard touchdown. Obviously, it's a little bit rusty. Ayuk isn't ready, but he's getting there. We're going to be fine. And at the end of the game, we still could have got back in it and won the thing. And if you really take a look, for whatever reason, that's an Eastern time zone, or that's an early game traveling on a short week in a place the Niners haven't won in literally 30 years, for whatever reason.
Right.
So, everybody, let's all kick back. Let's see what happens at, Niners South this weekend. Nobody get complacent, because a wounded animal is a dangerous animal, and the Rams are wounded, that's for sure. You guys are killing it, but hey, let's all relax, man. This has been preseason, and we're 1-1. Let's go.
Appreciate the call.
Huh?
Appreciate the call. Let me look at some things here. Make 49er fans feel a little better.
Just don't mention that last drive that took off 10 minutes, Donnie, because that made it hurt more. Because I know you said, Goo, they only gave up 23. In my mind, partner, they gave up 30 because the Fred Warner, great play, kept this thing from getting out of hand in a blowout, okay? But you're right there. No Justin Jefferson, Sam Darnold. Return the glass slippers, damn it. We didn't believe in you. That's why you're here. And you couldn't stop them? They drove all the way down and took 10 minutes off the clock?
Which drive are you talking about?
The last drive. Where
in the first half?
No, of the game, where it got 20-14 and the Niners were down 6. And Minnesota politely drove all the way down while facing 3 third downs, converted all 3 and kicked a field goal and basically essentially won the game. That's the one to me that if I'm a Niner faithful or diehard, you could talk about 2-for-10 on offense all day, Steiny. That was the one where, you know what, the football gods may bless us and we might be able to steal one. We kind of, playing our B game. But you let them go down 65 yards, kick a field goal, and take 10 minutes off the clock? That's unacceptable when you got Warner, when you got Bosa, and you got Hargrave, and you got Ward, and the rest of the game. That's what shocked me.
Yeah, you're talking about the 14 play, 62-yard drive.
Yeah. Took 10 minutes off. How much?
6:46 it took off. They got it with 10:16 to play, and then
they put
the field. It still killed them.
No.
They put the points on the board with 3:30 left, and then the 49ers had scored twice.
Yeah. 1-3 and out there and get the ball back?
No doubt. No doubt.
Well,
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers fall to 1-1 yesterday. Lost to the Vikings 23-17. What was the most frustrating part of that game if you're a Niner fan? Let's take a listen to some sound on this one.
All right.
And let me see. How about Justin Jefferson on his 97-yard catch?
We practiced that play time and time again. I mean, we didn't practice it being on the 3-yard line and us going 97, but it was just a great, great ball by Sam to really trust the double team and for me to run right through it. So it's been time and time again where, you know, we practice these plays and we just got to go out here and execute them. So it's going to happen all over and over again, just like I've been saying, me beating the double team. You know, Sam just got to trust me to beat it and to make a big play.
Justin Jefferson. Here's Charvarius Ward. This is interesting from Charvarius Ward on how the 49ers defended Justin Jefferson.
Would you have liked to have been matched up on him more often today?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I play best when I, you know, play best when I follow the best receiver around, and but that wasn't the game plan, you know what I mean? When I'm following the best receiver around, you know, I'm always alert, you know, I'm ready for the challenge, but, you know, that just wasn't the game plan, you know?
Oh, my gosh! Can you run that one more time for your boy?
Charvarius Ward on saying Kyle Shanahan and Nick Sorensen have no idea what they're doing.
Would you have liked to have been matched up on him more often today?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I play best when I, you know, play best when I follow the best receiver around, and but that wasn't the game plan, you know what I mean? When I'm following the best receiver around, you know, I'm always alert, you know, I'm ready for the challenge, but, you know, that just wasn't the game plan, you know?
He just went Leon from the Bud Light commercials, Donnie, blaming everybody but himself. Wow. So he wasn't 100% mentally invested unless he's following the best receiver around. And he questions, this is all subliminal, Donnie, he's questioning how he was utilized. But, man, that, wow.
Well, if he's questioning how he was utilized, I would say, even though you feel like you play your best when you shadow the best receiver, do we know Kyle Shanahan feels that you play best when you're shadowing the best receiver? And the other thing is he seemed to suggest,
I
pay attention when I've got a guy like Jefferson.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
So,
wow, man.
I don't know. Big deal or
that'd
not.
That'd be a conversation I'd have if I'm the coordinator or the coach, Donnie. Hey, come in and close the door. You can't say that.
Why not?
Because you sound like an individual, and then also you're blaming everybody but yourself.
No, he asked me what I prefer, and I prefer to stay with the guy.
That if you're not featured the way you think you are, you're mentally not into the game.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's how I took it, and that's how it sounded.
I said that I'm really into a game.
You get the best of me when you follow the receiver. That's what I took, Steiner.
Yeah, okay. Well, they need coaches. Coaches implement what they think is the game plan. And
so they
got a new defensive coordinator.
They couldn't get after the quarterback, and they couldn't stop the run. And Minnesota, average weapons. There was no Jordan Addison. He didn't play in this game. He beat you last Monday night. And Justin Jefferson went out late third quarter.
But he won the game for him in three quarters, essentially.
Look at you.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's listen to Nick Bosa. He had two sacks.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good coach and a lot of really good players. So, and Sam's doing a great job. So it's a wake-up call, but we know why it happened. There's a lot to fix. There's some good things for sure.
Wow. This cadence is the best.
What do you think of that Kevin O'Connell?
He's just really good with the scheme. He knows how to scheme up the big-time players on the defense, and he's got a lot of really good players, a really good O-line. So you could feel it when you're playing a good coach who knows what they're doing.
I wonder if the Vikings felt that way.
Wow.
If they could feel like they were going up against a team with a great coach. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the one question. When it's all said and done, Stoney, on Overreaction Monday, is why Kyle went into this game thinking maybe he wasn't going to use the new stud that he has in the backfield, Jordan Mason. Like Stoney, had he had 20 carries and averaged 2 yards, 2.3 yards a pop or even three, then I could get it. But this is another, if you want to get real, example of Kyle going away from something that was working. And when you tell me in the first half they got first and goal and there's three passes, you start the game with almost, what, 4 or 5 passes? I mean, get it established. Brutalize him. Body punch. And they chose not to, and they got handled.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Do you guys feel like Kyle Shanahan just didn't run the ball enough? And if he didn't run the ball, why not? Jordan Mason had 100 yards on 20 attempts. He had a rushing touchdown. That's a 5 yard per carry average, which is essentially what he did last week.
Man.
Would you like to have seen Jordan Mason get the ball a little bit more?
And what do we know about Mason? Anytime, and I've said it, Stoney, you compare him to beast mode or baby beast mode, the more they get the ball, the more punishing they can be. And that touch, I know you're going to say,
we don't know that yet about Jordan Mason.
Well, we saw it with the Jets when I said they were, some of their defenders were making business decisions, like getting out the way, like, oh, hell, I got to tackle this load. I saw some of that on that last drive when he scored the touchdown. And I was just like, why wouldn't you try to?
Well, All I'm saying is we don't know that he's that kind of back yet and can be durable enough to be that kind of back.
Well, I guess I'm going off of 1 week.
Right.
Yeah. He's kind of forgotten about.
888-957-9570 is the number. Chad Gable on the YouTube chat saying, stop with the Wilkes slander. Okay.
He's talking to somebody in the chat.
Yeah, he's talking to the fans, essentially.
Because Bonte was on that, too. Like, have that same energy for Wilkes is Sorensen, but this is the second game.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Yeah, that's great. What's he thinking about watching that game yesterday? Because that's where it went down. That's where he basically lost his job, right?
Why?
With the all-out blitz before half last year.
Yeah. I mean,
I just think about the irony of that.
More Nick Bosa. This is, let's see, on Fred Warner.
He's playing at an even higher level than he has in the past, which is saying a lot. So it's fun to play with him. He's like my security blanket out there. Just knowing he's there is huge, and he doesn't get too high when things are going good or too low when things are going bad, which is what you want from a leader.
That's Nick Bosa.
Well, you need to lead too, Bosa, because people are starting to hone in on, hey, we ain't saying you're playing bad, but you ain't disruptive enough.
Two sacks.
Well, one of them was a gift. Darnold was 5 yards in front of him, and then went backwards. Like, what do I do? Oh, boy. And he got it. Okay. But you know what I mean.
He sniffed
it out. Money downs. Money downs.
He sniffed it out.
Yeah, money downs. He was nowhere to be found.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah, what you got? Dude, I'm shocked. The boss, though.
You're shocked because the 49ers lost.
The fashion. Yeah, they got whipped. Give me that. They got whipped, Stoney. They got whooped. Nobody else. That's established. And still had a chance to give the ball to the offense at the end and let them go. What, 6 minute drive? 6 minutes and 56 seconds?
Man. Oh, boy.
What you got?
Well, before I read.
Yeah, what? Ain't worth it again.
Well, I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like.
I reading. Want you to
I
do it.
I don't know. It's about you. I don't want to do
it. I want to hear it.
All right. Well, let me say something else first that I do need to tell you about, because I heard something over the weekend that was flat out unprofessional.
Oh.
So I'm listening to the radio on Saturday.
So was I.
And I'm listening to Dan Devone and our very own Evan Giddings.
I love this.
And it's about 11:50, and Evan is going to make a bold prediction.
Okay.
It was wrong, but.
And he says, you know what? I'm feeling a bold prediction. And he went like this.
Did he guess?
I'm sniffing an upset on something.
Oh, no, he didn't. Yeah.
And I had to text him. That's yours. He took it from you.
Nah.
Well, Guru usually uses the sniff after he makes a proclamation that he feels demands attention.
Right. Evan, you could use it. Okay. You were right using it right there. Yeah.
Because
right.
I was sniffing an upset. It didn't happen.
I can't remember, though. What was it?
It was the Broncos over the Steelers.
And I'll tell you what else. This is how much I'm into my dog E. He had a clip on his IG. I was listening to it live, too. Just basically talking about McCaffrey and all the running backs like McCaffrey that had those big loads during the year. Derrick Henry, one of them, and coming back and tearing his Achilles and being out. Zeke, just the fall off. And you look at the Carfax report for McCaffrey, Stoney. I'm telling you, this injury to McCaffrey is a game changer in the sense that just 6 days ago, I sat here and told you all, nothing to see here, but I don't think it's that anymore. And it's just funny how sports can work. I'm not saying Brock is playing for a contract, but only a fool would say I'm wrong.
Well, he is.
So this ain't how you draw it up. Steiner, he had a couple. He could have had four picks yesterday or four turnovers. Even the announcers, like, he was lucky to get, and that's football, I know. But his decision-making wasn't the Brock Purdy-esque like we normally see it. And it starts with him. And to go up and tell the defensive coordinator, hey, man, yeah, that's dope. Your scheme.
I knew that would bother you.
Oh,
But it's okay when Aaron Rodgers tells Fred Warner he's the best linebacker in football. Different. No, it's not. It's the same thing.
You're validating a scheme and things that throw you off for people to go borrow. Hey, we're playing Brock Purdy. Hey, go give me that tape of them in Minnesota. That's how we'll stop him. That's my John Wayne.
Or Howard Cosell.
Combo.
So, yeah, the good news, I mean, I'm looking around, Baltimore, Cincinnati, both 0-2.
Boy.
Who else is terrible this year? The Cowboys got hammered yesterday.
So did, who else got hammered?
The Rams are 0-2.
Yeah, they got shellacked.
Seahawks right now lead the NFC West.
Wow.
Let's go to Wendy in Minnesota. Wow.
Hey,
what's up, Wendy? How you doing?
Great. First of all, I want to say I'm not a Vikings fan. I actually have 4 season tickets to the Vikings.
Oh. Hey.
I didn't go to that. Yeah, I didn't go to the game. I think we sold them. Hopefully they went to 49er fans. I am furious. First of all, stop calling Kyle a genius. He is not a genius. Bill Walsh was the only genius we ever had. I've been watching the 49ers since I've been 12 years old. I watched every Super Bowl and every game I could watch. First of all, he needs an offensive coordinator. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the field. What coach on 4th-and-2 from the 2 decides to call a pass play? If Christian McCaffrey had been in that game, you know damn well he would have handed off to Christian. Then the O-line sucks, and Brock got sacked 6 times. They don't draft for the O-line. It's a miracle they advanced to the Super Bowl with that offensive line, because Kyle always overlooks the offensive line in the draft. Ayuk isn't in shape because he decided to hold out. He didn't play in the OTAs. He didn't go to training camp. He didn't play in preseason. Trent's not in football shape. Shanahan last year literally ran Christian into the ground, and I heard you guys say on many occasions that they're wearing him out. They never took him out of the game when they had a big lead late in the 4th quarter. People were saying, "This is, you know, they're wearing him out. This isn't going to last." And what happened? This is exactly what happened. This is on Kyle. They could have given Jordan Mason more touches last year and taken some of the load off Christian. Yeah. And now this is what you got, and this is 100% on Kyle. 100%. And to lose to Sam Darnold is embarrassing.
Whoa. Let me ask you this, Wendy. Are you worried about the rest of the year? Do you think this could, or do you think this is just an outlier?
When I first heard that Christian wasn't going to play against the Jets, yeah, I was worried in that game. I was very nervous. This game, not, you know, I guess I, based on what Mason was doing, I wasn't super worried.
Yeah.
But the defense, I mean, obviously Fred played great, but the another issue with the 49ers, they end up, like, signing these dudes that are past their prime, they're old, they're not fast anymore. You know what? They need to start looking for some youth, because Kyle is out-coached. He was awful in the Super Bowl. He can't accept help from anybody. And if you think Tom Brady and him are ever going to get along, Tom Brady wouldn't have taken crap from Kyle. That's why Kyle didn't take him and said, oh, we're fine. We have Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, what coach would turn down Tom Brady and say, Jimmy Garoppolo, you're okay with Jimmy Garoppolo? You know what? Brady would have had control of the team, and Kyle wouldn't have given up control. Kyle thinks he's smarter than anybody on the field, and he obviously isn't. And that's what pisses me off, because I have not been a fan of Kyle since day one.
Wow. Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate the call.
Wow, call back. That's an A+.
Yeah, that was all aimed, I think.
You might not agree, but she let you know how she feels.
Well, she didn't agree with you. I know that.
On what?
These people who keep calling him a genius. He's just a man.
Oh, boy.
He's just a coach.
You could have queued up some Benny Hill yakety sax music yesterday, Stoney. There were. What about okay. Jacob Cowan? Catch the ball. They got lucky.
Listen.
They got lucky to cover that. Oh, my goodness. They got lucky to cover that. Listen,
I'm sticking up for Kyle because you guys don't get it. And here's why. You complain that he ran McCaffrey into the ground last year. You know what? What if I told you? Yeah, he realizes that. Maybe he realizes that. And because he realizes that, maybe that's why he didn't hand the ball off to Jordan Mason 30 times after week one when he handed it to him 28 times.
It's not about how many times. It's about why are you going away from the run? Your O-line was struggling, but it wasn't struggling running the ball. So
don't call him a genius.
Give Garrendo some carries.
Why?
Give Debo more than two carries.
Garrendo doesn't run hard enough. You heard it here first.
That's how you see it. Yes. But you know what I'm saying? It's not about who. Why were you going to? And Stoney, she's right. That screen at the goal line where the ball got tipped. What are you doing? That's too cute. I'm just, boy. Clean it up.
Who?
The Niners and Kyle and Nick and Staley.
Oh, now we're on Nick. Sorensen. No.
How can you do?
Yeah.
Now, why are you smiling like
because,
the Joker?
Because, last year was Wilkes, and now it's already starting to be Sorensen.
Well, it wasn't Wilkes until the minigame.
It's not Joe. It's not Nick Bosa.
No,
it's not Leonard Floyd.
Oh, no, it's those guys.
No. It's the coaches. Because you don't hold the players accountable.
Please. You wish he had that button. Yeah. Anyway.
Let me just do
this. I'm shocked, man.
Why? Why are you shocked?
Because I thought this was the slam dunk of the week.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me remind you why it wasn't.
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year. That's nothing is given in this league. Mm-hmm. And we have a very talented team. We have a very proven team that's won a lot of games. But this is a new team. We like our team. We feel like we've improved.
Got to earn it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's not given. Yeah, nothing's given.
You can call me Wendy. She knocked it out the park. You can call me prisoner of the moment. But what is becoming clear to me, partner, and this is no shade, they miss Hufanga and Dre Greenlaw. And if this is what type of defense you're going to be, lowly Sam Darnold, Wendy was right. Stoney, that was embarrassing. How are you going to let him do that to you? And you said night-night to him.
Yeah. We got to go. 888-957-9570 is the number. More 49er talk on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.